From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney travels to Denver, Colorado today for a campaign rally. From there, he'll open a three-day bus tour to Ohio to meet supporters. He'll also stop in Virginia this week. But first, tonight, he'll appear for an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes. For his part, President Obama has some downtime today, but he was campaigning in Wisconsin Saturday, as Chuck Kornbach reports from Wisconsin Public Radio.
The president says Republican candidate Mitt Romney wrote off half the nation when Romney said some people see themselves as victims. President Obama told a large audience in Milwaukee that he wants to see everyone do well. Milwaukeean Terrence Burkett took his son to the speech and likes the president's message.
You know, it's important to let our kids know that the future, they're included in it. Not because they are rich or where they come from, but they got an opportunity. So the president stands for that.
Republicans argue the national debt threatens the standard of living for younger people. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Protests against the anti-Islamic video denigrating the Prophet Muhammad have grown in Bangladesh. Islamist groups there are backing a general strike today, expressing outrage. Schools and businesses are closed, and thousands of security troops are on the streets. Today's strike was called after a Bangladeshi protest yesterday drew a heavy police response in the capital, Dhaka, and scores of people were hurt. The government in Pakistan is distancing itself from a cash reward offered by an official to kill the maker of the disparaging video, the BBC's Ali McBool reports.
Ghulam Ahmed Bilal is a veteran Pakistani politician and currently Federal Minister for Railways. He called a news conference where he announced his reward for the person who killed the maker of the anti-Islam video. I'll pay $100,000 to whoever does it, he said. And if someone else commits such an act, I'll pay $100,000 to whoever kills that person. He said it was the only way to send a message to blasphemers. At one point, he even called on the help of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in killing the video maker.
The BBC's Ali McBool. Police in Nigeria say a suicide bomber used his car to attack a church in northern Nigeria today. At least two people are dead and 45 others are hurt. There's been no claim of responsibility, but the Islamist sect Boko Haram has killed hundreds of people in the past 3 years in an effort to damage the Nigerian government. Chinese officials are showing more anger toward Japan over disputed islands in the East China Sea. China canceled events this week that were to commemorate 40 years of diplomatic relations with Japan. China's simmering over Japan's decision to purchase the islands. You're listening to NPR. Syrian rebels working to bring down the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad say they have moved their command center from Turkey into Syria. NPR's Kelly McEver says for now, the move appears symbolic.
Rebel leaders who were based in Turkey have long faced a problem of legitimacy with the fighters inside Syria who battle regime forces every day. Now those leaders, mostly defectors from the regime's army, say they will join their brothers in the push to take Syria's capital, Damascus. Rebels also claim they shot down a fighter jet this weekend, but rebel fighters are still far outgunned by regime forces. In Damascus, some members of Syria's political opposition are holding a rare meeting. Members said they hope the meeting might unify the many different opposition groups both inside and outside Syria, but two members were abducted when they arrived at the airport in Damascus. The government says they were taken by terrorists. Opposition members say they were detained by the regime. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
A panda cub born about a week ago at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C., has died. Susan Murray is the zoo's chief vet.
As you all might imagine, the cub was just beautiful. It's a beautiful little body, beautiful face, with the markings just beginning to show around the eye. Couldn't have been more beautiful.
Zookeepers do not yet know why the cub died. However, they note pandas are very delicate at birth. The National Weather Center says Tropical Storm Miriam is churning in the Pacific Ocean about 500 miles southeast of the tip of Baja California. Top winds are now 65 miles per hour, and the storm is gaining strength. It's expected to become a hurricane later tonight. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.